Blog Talk Radio.
Big Pimpin', baby. That's right. Big Pimpin', spinning cheese. You know why? Thug 'em, hug 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, but I don't trust or need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good. With diamond cuts, gonna freeze 'em. First time they fuck, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason? I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, why am I? Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep them, till I need the wood, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piss and cup, divorce them and split his buck. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I toss with nothing, y'all be fronting, me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking, hard codes and assassins, I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting, mommy get your ass in here, let's ride. Coming straight about the black barrio. Make the meal if I'm sorry. What? Now sit back and be my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't be scary. What? Now every time, every place, everywhere we go. Well, stop pointing and say, there he go. Hey, no, we carry more than a little bit. We don't pull it out. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a thief, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised with me and you see it's coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But you hate now, then you wait while I get your hip butt naked. Just break it. You gotta pay like you way wet with two pairs of clothes on. I get the ass to the back as a blast to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Post it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these zones. Hate the track that we flow zone. Get hot, the start popping like ozone. We keep on front like we really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip and blow.
Big pimpin',
bigger man.
We be big pimpin', spin the cheese. We be big pimpin' on BLATs. We be big pimpin' down in PAT. It's just that jigger man, MC and BUNB. Cause we be big pimpin', spin the cheese. And we be big pimpin' on BLATs. Cause we be
to be enough for Pamela Anderson Lee. Made my money too long for gambling with me, but I'm still sitting on blades, spitting that vase, sitting on the corner of my block hustling, getting off double what I paid, getting it right through customs. It'll sell by the night, it's extra white. Look, I got so many that the man find out it'll land me in jail for life, but I'm still big pimping, spin the cheese with Bun B, Pimp C, and Timothy. We got chicks in the back of the truck laughing it up, jigger man, that's what's up.
We be big pimping, spin the cheese.
Pimpin', baby. That's right. Big pimpin', spinning cheese. You know I thug 'em, hug 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, but I don't trust or need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good. With diamond cuffs, gotta freeze 'em. First time they fucked, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, mama. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cup where I keep them, till I need the wood, till I need to beat it up, then it's BB, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piston cup, divorce them and split his buff. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I pass with nothing, y'all be frontin', me give my heart to a woman. Not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking. Hard cold and assassins, I got no passion.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh my God. Nobody else called in?
No.
Christ.
Christy at least called and said that she was going to be late because she got some drama going on. What the fuck is wrong with you two?
Jesus Christ. I actually got caught up with some dog people. As I was wanting a match. But I thought I had some time, seeing that everybody else was going to call in. My apologies. How's life? How's everything, man? What did you do last
night? Yeah.
Look at you. Unbelievable. Well, it's great catching up. Now, what did you do last night?
Yeah. I,
on the other hand, went out.
Did you hear anything?
To a black club?
You went to a
black
club last night?
Were
there black cops there? Black cop?
No. Hot black chicks, though. It's like, damn, son, look at me partying. I mean, people let me into their lives.
So what happened? You went to a black club and you weren't beaten?
Yeah, pretty much. That's actually why I'm mentioning it. But I would not get out of there in my life. But it was mad chill. Actually, the DJ was super awesome. Very good. No puppy bullshit, just like good news. Oh, which I was impressed with. Seeing I haven't gone out in probably a year. That was a highlight of my month.
So you had a good time?
Yeah, that was about right.
So it wasn't, nobody's popping guns off?
No, but they did have bottles of Cristal, which I thought was super typical. Really?
Did you have some?
No. People I were with too cheap for that shit. It was some other party. And they had these little sparkly things that you light up on next to the bottle so that when they walk it to you, it's like sparkling through the crowd and shit.
Oh, yeah.
One of these days, I'll be able to afford that.
So there was no fudge was present?
No. Apparently, they got into an argument a couple days ago and he wasn't invited. I don't know if he never knew of it or what have you, but there's a gentleman that was there that she had a thing with before. So I don't know if she didn't want him to come, didn't tell him, I don't know.
I don't know. I hope for her sake that's true.
Yeah.
You know, I really, when you texted me and said you were going to be the lightest person there, I mean, I was like, well, I really thought you meant weight-wise initially. I was like, what? I was like, damn, Nikki must have got fat. I know Kishma's a big chick, but his wife must have put on some mama weight in that time. So did you hear about this shooting at LAX? Might as well talk about that since that was the only topic I lined up for the show.
Yeah, momentarily. What I heard was, correct me if I was wrong, he got dropped off by a roommate that didn't know what he was going to do. He popped a few caps in one dude, went up an escalator, and then came back down and to the same guy and popped him again a couple more times.
Yeah, I killed him the second time around.
Man, that's kind of fucked up.
Well, I don't know, man. I can't say I've ever had a great experience with TSA agents, ever.
Yeah,
like, ever.
No.
They're like the worst people in the universe.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. They're your fourth or fifth tier, you know, cops being.
They're horrible. Horrible, terrible people. I mean, it doesn't mean I advocate killing them or anything, but.
As opposed to police, where, yes, I do.
Yes. Well, I mean, aren't they kind of police?
Yeah, I guess. They're authoritative. But only in. You know what? I can't bring that argument of, we shouldn't have scanners and we shouldn't be so restricted going on to flights. I do want all those restrictions. I want a finger on my ass to make sure I don't have explosives up there.
Why are you afraid that somebody's going to put explosives in you while you're not looking?
Yeah. I mean, I have a gaping asshole. It's not out of the realm of possibility. You know what I mean? But yeah.
So you want the safety and security of all of the scanners and stuff?
I'm down with all that, sure. I don't really see a reason why not. Unless you can convince me otherwise. You have 30 seconds, go.
No, I'm okay with them. It's not, I don't think it's the scanners that are the issue, in my opinion. I don't have an issue with the scanners. It's the attitudes of the TSA agents that I have a problem with. They're not professional. They're not even businesslike.
They're not professionals. You know, anyone could be TSA. As long as I'm assuming you pass some kind of background check. You get 10, 12 bucks an hour, you know, you're just a glorified mall cop there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't seem like they have it. Every time I've ever gone to the airport, and that's few and far between, so I don't know if that bolsters my argument or detracts from it, but every time I've ever gone there, there always seems to be a new slew of people being trained while they're working. Like, there's always, like, some fucking new jack sitting in the chair, like, what does that mean on the computer as things are going through and everything stalls?
Yeah. Well, that's true. There's always something.
I mean, do you really need to go to the airport 2 hours early to make sure you get on the plane on time?
No, that's preposterous. That is utterly ridiculous.
I've done that. I've gone to the airport 2 hours early and barely made it to my plane on time because of wait time, like at JFK especially. It's fucking ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Pretty good. Newark is pretty good, man. I go an hour beforehand, and I'll have time to spare.
I hate fucking New York. I hate New York when it comes to that shit. They have the worst bedside manner that I've ever encountered in an airport, like ever.
I haven't been to JFK through JFK in a long time. I've landed in it, but I haven't left out of the solo. But these guys over here, not that much traffic, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I'm assuming they're less stressed out. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you would think that those backpack and scanners would be refined at this point to know everything that's going in there, you know what I mean? Like, how many simulations, you know? There's so many things that you can go through there, you know? Like, why can't, you get it right. Why is it every time you have a cell phone in there? Oh, what's that? You got to open it up. Laptop. What's the big thing with the laptop too? By the way, the whole your phone being on or your electrical device being on thing is going to be repealed, I guess, or turned back.
Yeah, because it's bullshit. It's bullshit. The MythBusters actually disproved that like 4 years ago, at least.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had they went up in a and I think it was like a Cessna or something, a small plane, and I don't know if they were able to go up in a big commercial one, but the instruments in a smaller plane are actually even more likely to be affected because they're so much closer to the signals from the phone, and there was no interference whatsoever. None.
That's awesome.
Yeah, So it's kind of about time. I mean, you know, especially now that airlines are actually providing Wi-Fi on planes, like they're broadcasting Wi-Fi signals in the air. Like, why, you know, why would you do that then?
Apparently in the 60s it was more of an issue, but that was the 60s.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's when, you know, I mean... I think if anybody had a cellular phone in the 60s, it was the size of a server from the 80s. You know, like you had to have people wheel it around on a hand truck, and it caused cancer to anyone who stood next to it for more than 5 seconds.
That's the cancer in your face.
Yeah. So it's got to be my face. It always comes back to my face. So did you just crash today? What's going on? Christy's got some drama she's dealing with. Nobody's heard from Nick. I don't know what the fuck's up with Nick. Nick is probably watching football.
Just the football, like looking at a football.
And apparently there was a video that was found of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack. Have you heard about that?
Really? That's awesome. Toronto's a liberal town, man. Damn.
I don't know if they're that liberal. I mean, that's crazy though, because that's some American shit. Like mayors smoking crack. We're well known for that shit here.
Yeah. They even get reelected because it's a non-issue.
It's seriously like they caught. I'm pretty sure they caught the mayor of D.C. smoking crack, and then he got reelected, didn't he?
Marion
Barry, right?
Yeah. No wonder the city of D.C. is in shambles. Fucking ghettos everywhere on the paid people. Crack habits are expensive, man. Can't be fucking fixing potholes when you got a $800 a day crack habit.
I feel like that might be a real lot of crack. Yeah, that crack was fairly cheap.
Is it, though? Damn.
I don't know. I think $800 a day makes sense for a bad coke habit, I don't know. Like, I wonder what the most expensive crack habit costs. Damn, I wish Whitney Houston was alive.
Could have called her ass up.
Could have asked her.
How much is it? A crack habit, like a real one, like a realistic one, not one of yours, where you die from it in a tub. A realistic one.
Yeah, like what's the highest amount of money you've spent on crack? How much money have you ever spent on crack? Is what I want to ask Whitney Houston. I guess we could ask Bobby Brown. He's still around, right?
Yeah, and I ain't still bopping around. You know, I like how they tried to do, I'm assuming, I haven't seen commercials for it canceled, but the daughter, whatever her name is, Brown.
Oh, yeah, I think her name was Booby, I believe.
And the whole, like, family.
Whitnard. Her name was Whitnard. That's what it was.
Whitnard? No. Is it Whitnard?
No.
I don't want to make fun of black people by, you know, saying, oh, that can't be, you know what I mean? Unique names, to say the least.
I think it might have even been, like, Bobby Jean or something, like some feminization of Bobby Brown, Bobby's name.
Yeah. But, yeah, they tried to do a reality TV show, them bopping around and her, it was centered around her and I guess Whitney Houston's sisters, maybe even a brother with a manager or something like that, totally cashing in just months after she died.
Yeah, I feel like there needs to be a new kind of surreal life with all of the children of deceased stars and whatnot, like, you know, maybe throw Lisa Marie Presley in there or Bobby Brown daughters or daughter and son or whoever. Just throw all of the Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown spawn in there. What other celebrity children can we toss in? Oh, the youngest Douglas son, one Michael Douglas's youngest brother. He's a wreck. Hulk Hogan's kid.
Hulk Hogan's kid, definitely, both of them. But
yeah, really
the one that's in jail? The one that's in jail?
Yeah, I think the one that's in jail right now, yeah.
Your poor kid is a fucking heroin addict. He keeps getting caught in jail with drugs. Old bastard.
All right, here's Christy. Let's put her on before the show ends. Hey!
Hey.
What's
up?
Oh.
Glad you could make it. I was 30 seconds away from canceling the show because you were the only one who said that you were going to be late, and nobody else called in for the first 10 minutes of the show. Nobody.
Really?
Better repeat.
Is that the truth?
That's the truth.
That's the truth. You at least had the common fucking courtesy to give a man a reach around. These two, the rest of these guys, and Mickey's nowhere to be found. He's just missing in action.
Well, you guys, you know, on time, so I got caught up, and, you know, what are you going
to do? Yeah, sure, you did. Well, it's kind of, considering you are the only other founding member of the show, it's kind of your job to be on time.
It's the only thing.
He doubts your sincerity and your seriousness about the show, sir.
He
doubts it.
I mean, it's obviously we're not getting paid to do this. It's become almost a joke how little people listen. I mean, I have the only people that listen to the show are people who I'm involved with. Like, that's it. And they're only doing that out of kindness because they want to hear my voice. That's
not
it.
Not even.
And maybe not even for that reason. Maybe they're just doing it because they want to see if I mentioned, like, other girls or something. Who knows? I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure the only people who listen to the show are people who do it out of pity, people who I've probably put my penis in at least once, and which includes every one of you except for Christy, and possibly relatives, but that's rare.
I have no idea how many of my or listening to me.
Actually, I think if there's anybody who actually does listen regularly to the show, it's probably friends of Christie's, because they're the only, like, when Christy posts like a link to the show, they're the, like, I post links to the show too, and the only people that like those links are Christy's friends, like Christy's black friends, Christy's black female friends. Usually.
So that's our market, guys. We have to cater to the black woman market.
I don't think I'm possibly able to do that. I know exactly. So I don't.
We're gonna have to interview, like, hot black male models.
Is that what black females are into these days? Is hot black male models?
I think
we should just talk about weed and having children. I think that's what we need to talk about.
I thought you were going to take my idea of talking about weebs when you said
weebs. Yeah, weebs, that show's ridiculous. But it's like chocolate cake, you know. It's like chocolate cake. It's ridiculous, but I just keep watching it. Like, my eyeballs want to eat that show.
That show is terrible. Weebs is terrible.
It's horribly talking about weebs. Fake hair, weebs.
Oh, weebs. No.
For black ladies.
No, that doesn't work either, because, like, I know white girls that have weebs now. So it's just
all right, but I'm
it's
just
everywhere.
Saying, you know, our demographic is black women, so, you know, weebs should be on.
Well, maybe we need to target
purses.
Like all black women.
We need to talk about purses. You hear me?
Purses
and shoes.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's just women.
Okay.
That's a woman thing.
No.
That's not black women.
Yeah, well,
I'm just saying, this black woman wants to talk more about purses and shoes, but half the time we end up talking about balls and penis or government shutdown.
Christy, I got to tell you that out of everybody on the show, the person who is probably most interested in penis and balls is you. So
yeah.
I don't think
well,
you should complain
like
about
talk.
Penis and balls.
If you're trying to attract,
you're more than welcome to talk about purses and shoes, but I mean, you're going to have to get people to call in to talk about those things with you, because we're going to be like, yeah, okay, shut the fuck up after like probably about 30 seconds of that.
30 seconds.
Oh, it's not going to be hard.
I mean,
get someone
to
call
America.
In and talk
and
purses and shoes.
You're gonna have to. I mean, because you can talk about purses, and I won't care, because I don't have any desire to talk about purses. If you want to talk about shoes, and you have like accompanying pictures of like hot chicks and hot shoes, like I'm down for that. We can do that. But if you're just gonna talk about them, like I mean, I'll be like, yeah, I once saw this chick in some really hot shoes, and I banged her. Like that's That's probably going to be what it comes down to with the shoes talk.
Okay. All right. Well, it's a work in progress.
That show, Weeds, is somehow retarded, yet you keep watching it. It's
oh, no, I just Netflixed it. It was more of binge watching. I don't have time to keep up with it or anything like that.
Like, really? You're dating the head of a drug cartel now all of a sudden?
So yeah, I couldn't even make it through the first season, honestly. The whole idea of, like, I know suburban pot dealers. Like, that's not a weird thing. Like, that's, you know, I even know suburban female pot dealers. Like, the fact, I know suburban female pot dealers with children. Like, the fact that they made a whole show out of how crazy that is, I mean, that's, you know, and then, of course, she gets involved with all this drug cartels. Get the fuck out of here. She's a white bitch. And most white bitches in the suburbs get their white bitch weed from other white bitches or white dudes and shit. Like, it's, get the fuck out of here with that show. That show's ridiculous. So silly.
I shit on the head of that show.
It's a ridiculous show altogether.
But that's, you know,
what I mean?
Like, the creator of that show, Jenji Cohen, she has a thing.
Yeah,
she has a thing about taking suburbanite white women and placing them in rough and tumble situations. Like, that's her. That seems to be her bailiwick. That's what she likes to do. I liked Orange Is the New Black. I thought it was kind of retarded in certain places, but overall, I actually really liked that show. But it's the same premise. It's another suburbanite white woman who's, you know, forced to do things because of something fucked up that she did or desperation or whatever, and that puts her in contact with some less than savory characters. And, of course, you know, she can't keep her suburbanite image altogether. Usually bitches like that get eaten up. You know, like Amy Fisher got turned the fuck out in jail.
Did she? God, I bet she did.
Do you know, she's doing... Dude,
yeah,
she's doing
give a fuck
cam
about
shows.
That'll turn you ass out real quick.
Yeah. I mean, and I have to say, out of most suburbanite white women, Amy Fisher was probably a little tougher than the other ones because she was already kind of a fucking greaseball. She was already kind of a fucking a guidette before she went into jail. But I mean, now she's doing fucking cam shows. She's a cam-oer right now. I've seen her. I've seen her playing with herself.
Really? No, I saw her her quote-unquote sex tape.
No, I didn't watch that. I just, you know when you go to a porn site
her
and, like,
what?
Sometimes... What?
Her what? Her sex tape?
Sex tape. Yeah.
She had a sex tape.
Yeah. I didn't even know she had a sex tape. I mean, I'm sure I did, but I pushed it out of my head. As long as it wasn't with Joey Buttafuoco.
It was some old guy. She was banging some old guy. But you know what?
That's horrible.
Kind of old herself. She is old.
Well, no, she looks good. I got to say, she looks a lot better now. She's, you know, when you go to a porn site and, like, and you get a pop, no, her face looks good too. And you get a pop up that's like, it's usually like Live Jasmine or some fucking cam site that always pops up.
Jasmine XXX.
Fucking Live Jasmine. Yep, all that shit. Well, she was like, I flip over to the fucking pop-up to close it, and who's there but Amy Fisher?
You could have talked to Amy Fisher and had her wank.
And she's it's so sad because, like, she does. She looks pretty. I gotta give her props. She looks pretty fucking good. But she's sitting there saying, you know, oh no, I'll do this if more people, like, apparently there's like you have to put like $5 in.
Yeah.
And, like, if enough people put $5 in, it gets to it reaches a level where she'll do, like, a private show, and then I guess she fucks herself and whatever else it was that she did. So, like, she's sitting there the whole time. Well, and people, you know, obviously there's people like, oh, show me this, do this, show me your feet, show me your titties, show me your asshole. I want to see that asshole. Show me your asshole. And she's like, you know, if you reach my goal, like, she's sitting there the whole time whoring out for $5 donations. It's sad.
Why don't you go shoot some other guy in the head? Get some. The mighty have fallen.
What do you think, Christy? Christy Peterson. What do you think?
I'm trying to mute my activities. I don't want you to actually hear what's occurring.
Why? What are you doing?
She's dropping a deuce.
No. Let's play a game. Guess what Christy's doing.
Yeah, that's a good game. Let's end the show on that. Guess what Christy's doing. Does it involve a bodily function?
No. Don't you know that I paid $5 finally for a private show for Christy?
Yes or no?
She had to mute us.
Okay, it does. Are you smoking weed?
Through your
vagina?
Yes,
I am.
No. But you don't care if we, I mean, you don't care if we hear you smoking
weed.
Yeah.
That's not exactly all I'm doing, though. You have to keep going at that.
Yeah, okay.
You're dropping it.
All right. Are you... No, she said it's not bodily. She said it's not bodily function, so she's probably not dropping it. Okay. Well, Christy, are you riding a penis while you smoke weed?
Do what now?
I said, are you riding a penis as you smoke weed?
Writhing with penises.
No.
Okay. So it's nothing sexual. You're not doing anything sexual.
Not at all.
Okay. Are you beating your children while you smoke weed?
No.
Are you braiding a friend's hair?
No.
Are you in church?
No.
Are you in weed church?
Huh. Are you
selling weed as you smoke it?
No.
Are you trying to score meth?
Are you turning off it? No.
Can you give us a hint?
I just parked the car.
Parked a car? Wow, damn.
So you were driving as you were smoking weed?
That and you got to keep going.
And
the kids are on the back.
Huh. Does it involve your children in any way?
No.
Okay, I didn't think.
They're
so.
At home cleaning the kitchen.
Okay, so she was driving.
She was driving and
smoking weed and doing something else. What else could were you eating McDonald's?
No, I had friends in the car, and we were stopped by to get some Chinese food.
Oh, you were ordering food.
What's that song, mm-hmm. China Man Chicken?
Mm-hmm. And drinking a Mountain Dew.
You are a multitasker. You are one hell of a multitasker, Miss Christy Peterson.
But the thing is, there was some drama that went down, so I didn't want to hear one. I had to call in late because that was not radio friendly or any
so
kind of friendly.
What kind of drama? Let's hear about the drama. What kind of drama went down before you called in? Anything good? Anything interesting?
Okay, I'll just truncate it. Bitch better have my money. I'm coming up here at 12 midnight. Bitch better have my money.
Damn.
Just somebody needs to give you money. Somebody got to give you money.
But it involved someone else, not me. But yes.
So nobody owes you money. She's all over the place. So nobody owes you money at the moment.
Yes, they do. If things go right, yes, they do owe me money. If they don't
things
go right,
right,
I don't
they
care.
Owe money. They go wrong,
yeah.
They don't owe you money?
I think
she's pulling a score tonight. I know. I don't know what's going on with her. She's out of control right now.
I'm going to get someone in my pocket. They're going to be in debt to me. I'm going to own
right.
Their fucking souls. God damn it.
So, Chrissy, are you rolling? How deep are you rolling tonight going to collect this money? What are you talking about?
The empire of Chrissy.
Is this
going to be working for her.
So Chrissy, is this new Jack City? That we're talking about? Is that what the Peterson is going to?
New Jacksonville? Is that where you live? Jacksonville?
Duval County, Jacksonville, yes.
New Jacksonville. City.
I'm sorry.
Am I
going
to have to call you Nino? Christy Nino Peterson?
Nino Brown?
Yes. No, I ain't got crack like that or nothing like that. No, but...
Am I going to have to call you Christy Snipes? Do you pay your taxes, Christy?
No, they actually owe me back. I don't make enough. They owe me back.
You can call me Mikey Snipes because I didn't fucking pay my taxes this year. I gotta do that shit.
I know.
Wow. Yeah, you better.
I know. It's bad. Well, I'm gonna wait. I mean, it's almost fucking January. I'm gonna wait till the next turn comes around. And I'm gonna do all that
shit
together.
Might as well. Fuck it. I'm saying, but here you go.
I'm hoping this year I won't.
At?
Oh.
It's coming to me. That's mine. Right there. Thank you.
I'm out of your face, huh?
I don't know what's happening.
Chrissy's
on some ghetto ass shit right now.
She's barking orders, son. She's got troops. She got soldiers.
No, it ain't soldiers. That's her bottom bits right there. Chrissy's now Pimp Nasty. Pimp Nasty McPeterson.
It's not like that. But for real, I'm going to sleep on it. That's what I'll do. Whatever goes down, I'll sleep.
So if everything goes right, somebody's going to owe you some. Are you setting some dude up to take a fall?
No.
Doesn't that sound like some fucking Machiavellian shit? Like, if everything goes right, that motherfucker's going to owe me money. So are you, like, setting some dude up to, like, accidentally rob you and then pay you off? Like, and there's somehow he's going to do something by accident. Like, you're going to make him pretend to bash into your car even though your car was already fucked up? And he'd be like, look what you did, motherfucker. Now you owe me money.
Oh, is he? They're scared.
Scared.
Yo, this bitch is fucking crazy, yo.
I know, man. I feel like I'm listening to, like, the courtroom tape.
No, this is a fucking... What was that Denzel Washington movie, American Gangster?
Yeah.
I feel like we're making American Gangster Part 2 right now.
Okay.
The cops.
It's all right. They listen to the radio.
Bank
they listen
room.
To the radio. You don't have to... No, it's right. the Mexican Mexicans next door. I think they got a nice ass Mercedes Benz SUV. I actually
is she talking to us right now?
Them.
Is she talking to us right now?
Guys.
I'm a little afraid. Yeah, I'm a little afraid that she is talking to us.
This is very interesting. My white world.
I think we might be next on her list.
Why?
You're in a Mexican sex store? What's the difference?
No.
Are they like,
no.
Dildos are in the colors of the Mexican flag?
Here's what happened. My company was concerned.
It's a front for the cartel. It's a front for the cartel.
They were concerned that the people next door were calling the cops on them for standing in the driveway. And I just went over there and I was like, no, they're cool. They're the ones that are actually probably throwing drugs out of their house, actually. So they'll be all right with y'all filling in the driveway.
So you're like the great negotiator of pimp gangsters going to smooth shit over between warring factions on your territory.
Sweet.
Yeah, whatever.
Look at that shit, man. She's settling beefs between crews that she runs.
I don't
run crazy, yo. I didn't know we had such a gangster on our show. Shit.
I'm not gangster.
Yeah, a little bit
not
at all. What happened?
Am I?
Well, I don't know. Leaving your kids at home by themselves is pretty gangster.